This is a meditation for the cultivation of loving kindness. Kindness, positivity, and the development of unconditional positive regard. This meditation concerns positive regard for all living things, especially for the difficult people in your life, especially if this includes yourself. This is not to say you would only have those emotions. Loving kindness is an addition, an enhancement. It is about reducing negative emotions and increasing positive ones. To develop joy, to develop trust, to develop love, to develop gratitude, to develop happiness, to develop appreciation, to develop compassion, with so many different types of loving kindness to explore, finding one which you can advance today is very possible, very doable, and you can lead yourself along the path at your own pace and in your own way. A central principle which I will place before you prior to our even beginning is that kindness and forgiveness towards the self is instrumental in spreading that kindness and forgiveness to others. When you reach the parts of this meditation about caring for yourself, nurturing yourself, and developing love and compassion, forgiveness and nurturing for yourself, you may feel inclined to look at them as perfunctory or even self-serving. If this is the case, think again and focus on those parts. This is essential. Without loving kindness for oneself, which is the foundation all of this builds upon, you will be less successful in spreading it outward. Think of that. Feel that. Doesn't it feel true? Read as true. Seems self-evidently true. This meditation always begins with wishing something for yourself. Then, you are given that same thing to wish for others, to want for others to have. Then you spread it outward further, on and on, down the line. You begin as yourself because all positivity, all warmth, all loving and kind spreading intention begins with you and works upon the world through you. Allow yourself, always allow yourself, to care for yourself. Before we begin, adopt a meditative posture which works for you. Sitting up might be best, but if you cannot sit up, then please lay down. Your body remains solid, grounding, rooted in the present. Your mind contains all the emotion, light, and energy within that we will need. The leaping of thoughts, work of neurons, the splendid system of yourself. Thought may leap from part to part of your mind. You breathe, constant, steady. You can return to your breath should those leaping thoughts lead you away. If anything strong occurs, If you feel strong emotions, strong feelings, you can return to that, the breath, your breath, steady and constant. It lifts you up and carries you down, both grounding you and your elevated thoughts. As you breathe, the air moves, the breath touches and extends to every part of you, cleansing you. You are always respirating, bringing out, bringing in, out, in. Respiration occurs. Some things go out, other things come in. Try, in time, to visualize yourself in your mind's eye. Try, if you can, to spot yourself. Imagine yourself somewhere peaceful, safe, enjoyable. An alternative, if visualizing yourself is more difficult, if seeing your happy place is less possible right now, is to call out for yourself, for the essence of yourself. This can be words, a way you like to be called on, addressed, not necessarily a name. If there is a term of endearment you adore, which others call you by, why should you only be called by it from others? It should be possible, with time, with consideration, to experience the same pleasure in calling yourself by your hidden names, by your own titles, addressing yourself as you enjoy being addressed. In time, anything which stands in the way of addressing yourself as yourself, and in all the ways of your own address which belong to you, such barriers will fade. In and out, constant and steady, kindly, gently, call yourself, bring yourself forward. Your image need not be a picture. It can be all the things which make up who you are, as you exist, as you breathe. Know yourself, target yourself, truly open yourself, your feelings for yourself. They are often put away. We seldom take all of ourselves, place ourselves in front of our own internal regard, and be open to that. So do that thing you seldom do. Say to yourself a sincere wish. Let it flow from you. Be healthy. Be well. May I be healthy and well. Maintain your breathing steady and in and out. As you address your core, your heart, the vision of you you have conjured, be healthy, be well. May I be healthy and well. This wish, which you breathe through, permeates you. May I be happy. I wish happiness for myself. A stone that falls into the pond of you. A warm hand laid on the surface of a peaceful place inside. Open yourself, your core, your heart, the part of you you address, which you now bring out and visualize. And if you cannot visualize, then call yourself. Beckon yourself as you would wish to be called. Practice the visualization, but it's truly all right to call yourself, your name, your title, your way of address which you desire, however you would address your heart. And if you can address yourself with a smile, then perhaps let that be something you're allowed to have. Feel it. Let it spread in that heart you have opened towards yourself. A wish for you to be happy. May I be happy. I wish happiness for myself. May I be free from suffering. I wish freedom from suffering. Now, in viewing yourself, in viewing your heart, in breathing through, in addressing yourself, create more loving and kind feeling by using what you already have. I wish my anger to become compassion. I wish my suffering to become understanding. I wish my turmoil to become wellness, health, and light. I wish my conflict to become love. May I develop. May I grow well. May I remember the breath in and out. Remain wired into that simple anchoring signal, breathing more with the core of you. The walls around it opening, the easier the breathing becomes. If feelings emerge as you tell yourself, as you wish yourself, then note them. But know, you can always return from them to the breath. Your thoughts might ripple out, might cease, and if they do, the breath will still be there. Again, these transformations. I wish my anger to become compassion. I wish my suffering to become understanding. I wish my turmoil to become wellness, health, and light. I wish my conflict to become love. May I grow in my own best way. As you breathe, find the edge of the opening, the place you have opened your heart. The place you have opened your core, to address, to speak into yourself, to drop all these messages deep inside. See if it will open that much more. See if you can let more through and remove what is blocked. Extend those wishes that you wish yourself happiness, wellness, trust, kindness, love, to transform, to send out into the world the wishes you have sent into yourself first, so they may have a firm foundation. Say to yourself, I wish love. I wish to cultivate love. Wish for yourself. I will bring kindness. I wish to cultivate kindness. I will draw kindness, love, and compassion into myself, into this opening in my heart. There, love and kindness will grow. There, joy and compassion will grow. Make my heart a place where each of these grows well, and in its best way. I wish peace upon my heart, growth, advancement, the steady movement of my breath, gently brushing over all these things I have wished and planted in my heart. This gentle process goes on and on. It may continue just as long as you like. You can wish for yourself love, kindness, compassion, mercy, and understanding. I wish to grow love in myself. I wish to grow kindness in myself. I wish to grow compassion in myself. I wish to grow joy in myself. I wish to grow mercy in myself. All steady, all possible, may I grow peace within myself. May my heart be a place where all and each of these develops. May my heart be a place where all and each of these grow well in their best way. Open your heart more to allow more of these things inside. Eventually, you can try to feel your heart opening enough. When it opens more, it can grow more. When it opens more, it can nurture more. Bring and draw all things into your consideration. Wish these things for more than only yourself. Wish these positive things for all beings in the world. Connect to yourself. May all beings be happy. I wish all beings to be well and healthy. I wish all beings compassion. I wish all beings kindness. Relax your body and breathe, seeing the breath animate through your body, flowing through the light and kindness you have kept in your heart. When you breathe out, all discomfort flowing away. When you breathe in, you are left only with the feelings that have arisen during your warm, deliberate, connected heart, your anchored, steady, kind self, lovingly guiding yourself out into the world, opening your eyes slowly if they are closed. Allot yourself some stillness, or at least some rest, before you proceed on from this place with kindness. Wish love for yourself. Wish compassion for yourself. Wish transformation for yourself. Know that your wishes take root in your heart and are nourished when you breathe through it. Steady, deep, and always, even when you are continuing on with your day.